Conference committee back to order.
Okay. Do you need me to make a motion, or do you need Anna to, or what do you need? We can accommodate whatever.
Madam Chair, there was an error in Senator Rest's earlier motion on Article 8. We adopted Section 17, and it should have been Section 24.
24. Right. I had that written in my notes.
So if we could reconsider the motion on Article 8, Section 17, all those in favor of that reconsideration say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. We're now on Article 8, Section 24. Senator Rest moves adoption.
Yeah.
Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Article 8, Section 24 is adopted. Center rest. Section 17 is no more. Center rest. Or Ms. McQuay.
Mr. Chair, members, the State Airports Fund current law has three sources of revenue: the air flight registration tax, the aviation fuel tax, and the air flight property tax. This bill would modify the registration tax, increase the fuel tax, and make no changes to the air flight property tax in the language, but it would also add a transfer of the sales tax on aircraft sales as a reduction to the general fund and a transfer to the state airports fund. So then there would be four sources of revenue as proposed in this bill. And Madam or Mr. Chair, we can walk through the language. And beginning on in Section 10.
Ms. McQuay, could you pull the mic in just a little bit, please? Thank you.
There's an increase in the jet fuel and special fuels tax from 5 cents to 15 cents. And then under current law in Section 11, there's a refund. And this refund language would be would go then to the airlines that pay air flight property tax. So these are the big commercial airlines. And
Senator Rest.
Mr. Chairman, while we're on Section 11, it met and talked with people, and we do not need the additional language there that is a reference, and we want to reinstate the language that we struck, which just says provided for by this chapter, and then delete the new language, which is under Subdivision 2 and the air flight property tax
Mr.
under
Chair.
Section 270.72. Is that, or Ms. Pollack?
Ms. Pollack.
That's what I understood the amendment was.
Mr. Chair Pollack. And Senator Rest, the only thing that we are deleting in the new language is on 71.27, deleting under Subdivision 2.
Okay. All right.
Is that an amendment you need?
So you do not need to reinstate provided for or anything like that?
Mr. Chair and Senator Rest,
the
amended language would be to reinstate the stricken language on 71.26 and reinstate chapter on 71.27 and then delete under Subdivision 2.
It's a fairly technical amendment, but if we go forward with this, we want to get it done.
Well,
now.
That's adopted. Senator Rest moves.
I move that technical amendment.
Technical oral amendment as read by Ms. Pollack. Any questions, members? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. Amendment's adopted. Ms. Pollack or Ms. McQuay.
Then, Mr. Chair, members, Section 12 provides a general sales tax exemption for air flight equipment and parts. Section 13 provides for a transfer of revenue from the sales tax on aircraft from the general fund to the state airports fund. And then, Mr. Chair, the language continues on page 26. Section 31, and
Mr. Chair, I'll just defer to Ms. Pollack.
Ms. Pollack.
Mr. Chair and members, beginning on section 30 on page 26 of the side-by-side,
I'm looking at the bill language.
Sure,
section
Mr. Chair.
I'm
section
30. Each to his own.
Ms. Pollack.
Mr. Chair, section 30 begins on page 81 at the very bottom.
I've got it.
And this changes the structure for the aircraft in lieu tax from a percentage base to the base price. And you'll see the new language listed beginning on line 82.10. And then section 31 is just a technical reference update reference the state airports fund. And then section 47, I believe, is the next and final section for the aviation provisions. And this is this requires the Commissioner of Transportation consulting with the Commissioner of Revenue to report to the Legislative Transportation Committees a report about revenues and expenditures and transfers from the state airports fund for the purpose of ensuring the adequacy of the fund.
And Ms. McQuay, do you have the spreadsheet there? You could just briefly tell us the fiscal impacts.
Mr. Chair and members, the state airport fund is increased by 2.9 million in fiscal year in the biennium 14-15 and 1.5 million in the 16-17 biennium. And the general fund is reduced through an exemption of parts and labor or parts and equipment the transfer of the sales tax on aircraft by 11.1 million in the first biennium.
Madam Chair.
Mr. Chair, Senator Russ, so what I have, and we didn't, Representative Dabney and I were talking about this, we didn't hear this because it was sent to taxes and it was re-referred to Transportation Finance, wanted to hear it. And so is this revenue estimate is on the sales tax rate of 5.675? Is it, you want to look at that? I mean, that's, I think we know that depending on what we do going forward, there could be the spreadsheet numbers. I don't know what they're going to mean.
Yes. Ms. McQuay.
Mr. Chair and members,
Ms. McQuay.
The revenue estimate that was prepared was for the Senate bill, so the general sales tax rate does reflect the reduced rates in the Senate bill. So depending on where the committee goes with the sales tax rate, these numbers may have to be adjusted.
Okay. Thank you.
Anything else? Senator Rest.
Mr. Chairman and Representative Lynchewski, the issue that you brought up about the looking like it was a reserve, that was a draft a couple of years ago so that the dollars that were collected that are done once a year, and like $8 million was collected. It was done in January and then sat there for a couple of months while we're in session for the airports to make their applications for grants, like in March, April, whatever. And what happened was we moved the payment date to March. To March. To avoid it looking so attractive. And so we moved it to March so that the project applications as they came in were much closer to the time in which the money was collected. So that was an attempt to make it look less attractive to spenders.
Madam Chair?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And one other thing on this. You know, I actually represent right to, you know, across the street from the airport. People think the airport is in Bloomington, and it's actually not in a city. I don't know if for outstate members may
only
not know that.
County. Only in the county.
Yes, it's in the county, and so it actually, of course, people feel like it's in Bloomington, and it kind of is, but it's got Bloomington, Richfield, and Minneapolis. So my district is spread across the street and under the runway, and
So we think about air traffic and aircraft issues and fuel prices a lot, and we have lots and lots of employees. And maybe, Senator Ress, can you explain to me, without the detail on the taxes you're moving around, the narrative on, you know how we have this system in current law where as you buy more gas, I think the max is if you get up to 200, or not gas, I guess what it's
jet
called,
fuel.
Jet fuel. As you buy more fuel, and I think now when you get up to 200,000 or something, you know, it's kind of the max sort of refund you can get. And in the past, I remember that there was never an ability to come to an agreement around this because the big carriers didn't want to give up that tax benefit. And you were saying earlier that you thought you would work something out. What's the narrative around how all that's going to – why did everyone agree? What's the – how is that working out?
Senator Rest.
Well, you know, that all of that over the years was somewhat arbitrary in terms of the agreements that – or what made its way into law. And, you know, it's not just or the airports fund, as I see it, is a statewide resource. And and as I mentioned, the projects are in that fund that are funded are for airport safety, you know runways, maintenance, extensions, whatever. And you know, I don't know what the magic was, quite frankly, but it felt like magic that everybody could agree. And if you don't mind, I'd like to ask Mr. Hoff, who I've worked with the last decade, to maybe enlighten us on the magic that you're referring to. If I could ask him to come forward for a couple minutes.
Mr. Chair, can I also ask, or maybe Senator Rest can just tell me, or Mr. Michael. I always thought the old formula had to do with when we were trying to get Northwest to come here before my time, or not leave, mm-hmm. or headquarter, or that, you know, there were all these sort of tax things dreamt up to sort of say you're the golden boy and we'll give you everything we can. Maybe not. Maybe it was based on something that made sense then. I don't even know that. I don't know if Senator Rest, you know that, but you know.
I want to hear from Mr. Hoff.
Mr. Chair, and
state your name for the record, please.
Gordon Huff, Minnesota Business Aviation Association Executive Director. In the bill, we have changed the fuel for the business aircraft to go to 15 cents. Your Section 11 on page 23 under Article 4, that excludes the airlines who are paying the flight property tax under Statute 270.072, I believe. So they will continue to get the refund. So they will just pay the flight property tax. There's no changes to the taxes on the airlines. Okay. We're going to lower the aircraft registration for business aircraft in order to help restore the fund that we're getting reduced, the tax we're getting reduced. We will increase our fuel to 15 cents, no refund. We pay the same on first gallon and the 1 millionth gallon if anybody would ever buy that much. So we no longer have the graduated rate reduction.
Mr. Hoff, I think the question is more or less, why did it take so long and to get to this agreement, and why is everyone's interest being met here in a satisfactory way? Is there a way you can characterize that?
Mr. Huff.
Mr. Chair, Senator Rest, this is the first time we have asked for the sales tax from our aircraft sales. Everybody else, automobiles, snowmobiles, I believe they get their sales tax from their vehicles into their infrastructure. In 1945, your predecessors took that money and put it into the general fund instead of into the state airport fund where we could use it for infrastructure.
Talking about sales tax.
It's taken 60-some years to get
the gas tax, but they don't pay the gas
Mr.
tax.
Chair.
So we're not
Madam
talking about dedicating
Madam Chair.
This.
And I hear
only,
that.
It was the, only
the
a
couple
gas
years
taxes
ago.
On
well, and I hear that. I can see that. You know, I think this provision, like the LGA stability provision and many, are going to come down to targets because the general fund is really providing a tax cut here. is how I hear it, and and people like tax cuts, that's for sure. On the other hand, this the 10 of us
taxes
get to,
are also being being raised. It's just not enough to cover the needed amount, and we thought that was a a good trade-off for getting aircraft registered in Minnesota, and again, really paying attention to the mission of the airports fund for the safety. And it's, you know, it's not MSP. It's airports around the,
statewide.
The state.
Representative Benson.
No, I was just asking a question of the...
Enzo? No. Okay. Anything else? Before we recess, I have a question, Representative Lencheski. How many years is it? Happy birthday.
I wish you a
I won't. Committee's in recess till this afternoon.
We're better than you.